America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good morning, good afternoon, Hampton Roads. It's wonderful being with you again today. This is Steve Taylor, and this is Faith and Freedom Network. I'm with my trusted station manager, Colleen. How are you doing today?
Doing well, Steve.
Well, we got a lot to talk about. First thing that we'll talk about is how we keep this station on the air. So, Colleen, can you just share that, please?
Well, Faith and Freedom that you hear every Tuesday and Thursday right here at 12:30 is being brought to you by the Alliance Legal Group right here in Hampton Roads. Steve is part of that, of course, and the CEO and president of it, chief legal counsel for Alliance Legal Group, and they have locations all throughout Hampton Roads. So if you go to Virginia Beach or Suffolk, Chesapeake, Portsmouth, they have locations there for you. They can also do consultations by virtual or in person, over the phone, whatever you would like and whatever is convenient for you. So we're glad to have Alliance Legal Group as a supporter of this program. And if you want to connect with them regarding legal issues, you can go to debtfreeva.com. It's debtfreeva.com, and to be part of that and connect with Alliance Legal Group.
And we do appreciate your sponsorship, and we do appreciate helping you. And at the Alliance Legal Group, we're filing a lot more cases in the last week or two relating to foreclosures. If you've got a foreclosure issue, we'll work with you. That there's a lot of issues that that are troubling to people, but probably none so much as if your house is in foreclosure or being threatened by foreclosure. We have solutions, and we'd love to speak to you about them. That we have bankruptcy solutions, we have workout with the creditor solutions. But the first step is to contact us at www.debtfreeva.com, and you'll see a little chat box assistant box there, and that they will go ahead and set you up an appointment for either, as Colleen said, a live or a Zoom meeting or an in-person meeting. But we'll discuss with you your finances, your options relating to your towards your mortgage. Possible workout situations, everything from bankruptcy to a loan modification to other sort of workouts. And so please contact us at www.debtfreeva.com. Always a free consultation, always with an attorney. And we've got four locations if you want to come in the office in Hampton Roads. One in Suffolk on Main Street by the courthouse. The second one at Newtown Road between Virginia Beach Boulevard and the Expressway. Right between the McDonald's and the Wendy's there. We have one in Great Bridge, and we have one in Suffolk across from Maryview. So we're pretty conveniently located around the Hampton Roads area. We've been doing this I've been doing this for about 30 years. We've been doing it as a law firm for about 25 years and helping folks being their hometown attorney for not just bankruptcy, but for a variety of other issues, whether it be domestic relations, traffic, criminal, wills, you name it. We'd like to help you. It's always a free consultation. So please contact us. With all that promotional information out of the way, Colleen, that first of all, how are you and what's been going on in your life?
Well, we're keeping busy here with the radio station. Today, I just got finished recording some things for our friends at Crisis Pregnancy Center. So we're gearing up for doing some things with that. But, just trying to stay focused on the Lord. You know, it's been a little, difficult and a little heavy with some of the topics and some of the conversations, both with that. That's where I'm coming off of that. You know, how disruptive and evil and distracting and all that's going on with the abortion industry and all of that. So my heart's heavy because I've heard a lot of that today. So, and we've just got society where, people are dealing with a lot of different things. And so it just reminds me again that God is good, and we need to stay faithful to him and just still be bold and tell the truth. I think that was part of it. So that's what I got out of that today, was to be bold. And that's part of why we're here with this program as well, is to continue to share truth with people.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's really the key, you know, that, you know, just from a personal standpoint, Colleen, that, you know, the it's not all roses, not only in this world or in this country, but, you know, individuals like you and myself, in the job places that we're at, that even being in a Christian environment, like we both have, you know, we have a faith-based practice, you're a Christian radio station, that we're not immune from the trials that the enemy's putting upon us. You know, that that you as a listener, that you may be in even less of an atmosphere that it might be more challenging. But the good news is God's in control, and that these things that are happening didn't take God unaware. The falling of our nation, the stealing of our election. And if you don't believe that the election was stolen, heaven help you, that the clearest evidence in the world has been presented that if you see a United States flag flying upside down, that's the sign of distress. We are in distress. This nation has been subverted. Its constitution is being attacked, and that it's being done by globalists, and it's being co-opted by those internally that are supposed to have been placed in positions, that have been placed in position to protect us. I'm talking about the president. I'm talking about the vice president. I'm talking about Congress, both Democrats and Republicans. I'm talking about the court systems. I'm talking about state and local leaders at all levels. That this is not something that happened overnight. This is something that communists, globalists have been doing for a long, long time, that they've used organizations like the UN. And people say, boy, you're just a conspiracy theorist. Well, I am saying there's a conspiracy, and I certainly have a theory. But, you know, we've been hearing that conspiracy theories from six months before becomes conspiracy fact when we see things play themselves out. So we've got a country that is going the wrong direction, and that what's going to happen in the next year to 2 years to 3 years completely depends upon whether or not the people of America stand up, whether the people of America get saved, whether there's a turn to God, because God is in control of this, and that you've been placed where you're at, just as Esther was in the book of Esther, for such a time as this. And, you know, I think we spoke about that cartoon in the editorial that I saw the other day, and we had all these Monopoly folks. I think we talked about that.
Right.
Monopoly folks, and, you know, looking like barons and tycoons playing Monopoly around this board, and it was all on the backs of the people. And what the meme, the little words by the cartoon said was that the game will be over if the people stand up. And so that's what we're trying to do, is to let people know that it's worth your job, it's worth your career, it is worth your life to stand up at a time where this country is being taken over by leftists and globalists that want to not only destroy this country, but hurt you and your family and your kids. So with that being said, let's launch into a couple of just evidences that we're in a bad shape, and that urgent action is needed to stop us from going further down that path. You know, this is crazy. You won't believe this, Colleen. DC Clothesline had an article yesterday afternoon, but it's all over the place. Cannibalism is being taught, actually being promoted as a research topic for kids in grade school. You say, what?
What?
Yeah. Have you heard that?
No, I have not. I was like, where in the world did you get that from?
Well, you just go, just put Georgia teacher teaching business plan to eat human babies. How about that? Just put those in your Google search terms. Maybe not Google, but put it in DuckDuckGo. So in Georgia, they're in the state of Georgia, in Bryan County, the schools, at least this particular school district and this particular teacher, are assigning children to create a business plan to eat human babies a la Jeffrey Dahmer. And you say, well, that's crazy. There's no way that they would do that. Well, it's true that the parents are in an uproar, but there was a classroom assignment to say, how can you make food out of babies and make it so it's profitable to feed a world that needs sustainability? And so, I mean, that's the kind of craziness that we have in this world today. I mean, can you even imagine that even being considered as?
No, I would have thought you're reading a science fiction.
And your child was exposed to that sort of lesson plan?
I mean, that makes me just think that you're reading off of some crazy science
just
fiction
do it. Just,
book or something.
While we're talking, go to your Google and put something of that nature. School teacher in Georgia, babies. Business plan or something of that nature. You'll see it's true. It's not just this was on DC Clothesline, which is a news website that is quick to get conservative and right wing sort of stuff out, but it's all over the place. So that's the kind of crazy stuff that's going on right now. Let me give you another. And again, if you want to call in just to talk about these sort of things, or either argue or not argue, but maybe disagree or agree with me, then feel free to do that. Then what is the number people can call to get a hold of us and get on the air?
488-5299-757-488-5299.
And again, this show is being sponsored by the Alliance Leo Group. You can always contact me directly, whether it be get an appointment to discuss legal issues or discuss issues that we present on this radio station at www.debtfreeva.com. Let's talk about kids. You've got a child, and how just out of curiosity, how old is your child?
10
years old. And so, you know, the Biden administration just laid out within the last 2 hours a detailed plan to quickly vaccinate 28 million kids between 5 and 11. That's even though we know that this jab doesn't prevent transmission, that kids are absolutely safe, 99.999% non-mortality rate, that they they're and in fact that they're that. The VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting website, reports all these blood clots and these heart conditions and negative neurological conditions that have been occurring. Those that are reported, which are less than 1%, and that those that are reported that happen after 14 days, because the VAERS won't even let you report those or post those if it's not within those parameters. But that Biden just announced that he has secured enough vaccinations, enough supply to do more than 25,000 doses for pediatricians and primary care physicians who've already signed up to deliver the vaccine. And so right now with the Pfizer vaccine, they have roughly, the administration said, 28 million kids who will soon be eligible. And what they promised is that this will not be a slow rollout. What do you think about that, government coming to vaccinate your child? Colleen.
Well, you know, I'm still not thrilled about all this, and you need to get more information, and I don't know why they keep trying to force things, you know, and mandate things and all of that too with this. I'm still skeptical about that for sure.
Not just because you haven't been educated.
I'm not educated enough.
But don't worry. The White House is rolling out an advertising campaign to convince parents like you that the vaccine is not a vaccine. It's that your kid's gene therapy program will be safe and effective.
Well, I don't know. Do you want Tony to chime in on this as well? Tony's on the line too.
Is Tony? Okay. All right. So Tony, and of course, you know, they'll still have to wear a mask even after vaccination.
Right.
You can bet on that.
Yes. I mean,
so it's not going to be returned to normal. Go play recess.
That's the thing though,
hang
you
out
know,
with the kids.
That's the thing.
You know, they're going to need two or three jabs before they're straight.
Well, that's the thing, Steve, you know, that, you know, some of these children or even, well, the teenagers before now were, you know, they basically said, okay, I'll get the shot or whatever if I don't have to do this, if I can be around my friends. And so, unfortunately, you know, it's just more.
It's a lie.
It's more of the
same. It's a lie. We're not going to go back to normal. They know we're not going to go back to normal. They want to get that poison inside your body. They want to make your kid infertile. They want to. You know, they want to track us. I mean, who knows what they want to do, but it doesn't make any sense from a health benefit concern. That's for sure. Tony, you're on the air. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing better and better. Tell us what's on your mind.
Well, we keep saying every week that we don't think things can get any crazier, but every time we turn around, guess what they are? It's crazier. We were sharing yesterday about the school in Georgia that was part of their curriculum was to have the children in a class for an English project design a business plan that allows processing of babies to make food to help serve world hunger.
I told you it was true. If Tony says it, Colleen, you know it's true.
Well, that's the second verification. Yes.
Yeah. If you just look it up, it's a school in Georgia. They're actually the parents actually went ballistic on it because the teacher brought in. They tried to say it was like, you know, like just like a NIAPK kind of thing, but they actually forced the kids to come up with ideas on how to, and some of the responses out of a few of the kids are very, very concerning. I mean, how they would, you know, take care of the baby so it would be able to be processed, and it's bizarre. And then you think that's crazy, but it's not something that we're making up. It's actually happening.
Well, you know, some of the news you can't believe, but that's news that I do believe. And I think, like I said, all you gotta do is duck, go it, and you'll find it all over the place. You know, one of the things that I think really is going on, Tony, is that it's not so much about misleading the people, you know, the mainstream media, which they do a great job of doing that. But even more so, I think it's a coordinated effort to demoralize them. You know, that just like with the parents, you know, that the FBI and the DOJ being sicked on parents who are being demoralized as domestic terrorists, you know, for merely speaking out against critical race theory and being masked and being brainwashed and all that stuff, you know, that this intimidation and harassing of parents is meant so that they won't come after the school boards, which they have a First Amendment right to do. And what could be more intimidating than sticking one of the world's most powerful law enforcement agents on parents expressing their concern? But that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to threaten people enough so that that people go into submission. They give up. They stop trying to fight. And I think the same thing is being done so that we would resist the tyranny by completely demoralizing us with more and more bad news every day. I was speaking to you sometime last week, and you were just demoralized. So many bad things happening every day. More bad news all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're trying also to normalize what would 20 years ago would be looked at as crazily out and abnormal behavior or abnormal beliefs. They're trying to that same school district in Georgia is one of the ones that were pushing to introduce the My Friend Dahmer book, Jeffrey Dahmer's book, My Friend Dahmer.
Yeah,
as part of their reading curriculum.
Well, you know, our our only hope is, you know, is Jesus, you know, and that, that God would awaken us to what's going on. You know, the deep state has been, you know, you hear all sorts of stuff, how long they've been doing this, whether it be 100 years, whether it be, you know, 50 years. They've been doing this for a long time. But, you know, there's this convergence and this acceleration that's happening with events now. It seems as if all the power of the deep state, all the power of the globalists are being asserted right now, you know, whether it be the COVID to rig voting systems, the algorithms, that there's a and the reason they're pushing so hard is that, I think we've talked about this before, is what they're mostly afraid of is a great awakening that, again, if the people would stand up, the board game that they're playing would be over. You know, this January 6th, I believe it was a staged event, absolutely staged by the FBI with an effort to create a what they call a black flag, so that basically they can go after these folks and create the fear that they've created in protesting against the government. But I think they're very, very much concerned that if they don't do everything right now, the people will truly be awakened, and that they will stand up, and that they will the board game will be over.
Exactly. Their fear, I'm going to say it again, I say it a lot, their fear is not that 1.6 million people went to Washington. Their fear is they have to stop 10 million people from going to Washington. That's one of their major fears. Because at that point, if we want our country back, what are they going to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's, and so I guess, right, you know, the positive thing that we should point out is that, you know, the Bible teaches that we should, of all people, be the most hopeful the most hopeful people. It's hard to be a happy warrior, even in the face of absolute adversity. But the truth is that we as Christians have already won this thing. God's put us in this place at this time to be the victors, and sometimes we win by dying. Sometimes it takes, like the doctor that I saw this morning, willing to quit his job because he wasn't going to take the jab. It might be like that officer that I saw get fired in Washington State because he wasn't going to bow down. You know, that there might be some sacrifices that we have to pay. But listen, that in heaven, there will be none of this misery. But there is only this moment in time that we have, just like Esther, for such a time as this, to be able to stand up and have written for eternity that we trusted God and that we would not give up. And their whole object in all of this, right now especially, is the demoralization of each and every individual to give up, to submit, and to allow this globalization, this takeover of America to occur. And so that's what they're, you know, and they do it on a foundation of lies, deception, trickery, and intrigue. You know, the devil, he's the father of lies. He's a murderer from the beginning. You know, so we know who's behind this. They want to have, they want to take over this country, that destroy its sovereignty, you know, establish a UN that basically will usher in the Antichrist. It's not conspiracy theory. It's biblical. You know that you might call it conspiracy theory, but the Bible says it's biblical. It says that's what the devil does. He levels these countries. He creates a one world system. You don't have to be a brain scientist to figure out what's going on with cryptocurrency, what's going on with the vaccine passports. You know, that AI, where they want to have, what is the singularity of all things, so that basically that they hook you up to a computer and that you become one of their terminals. I mean, my goodness, if you can't see this stuff happening and that recognize that wherever there's a concerted effort that all leads to one answer, and that is that the globalists want control, they want to rule this place, and they do not want you to have your property. They want you, just like they say on the website, to own nothing and be happy about it, then you need to recognize that basically that if you don't see this happening, then you have not been awakened. You are truly not woke.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And if you don't see it, if you can't see what's happening on a regular on this, you can see what they use is they use this whole illusion of proper speech, proper narrative, hate speech, all this stuff to control us in free will. Just like the football coach that was forced to resign because he called someone a bad name. Black Lives Matter call us black names all day long. No one seems to care. We say one thing, he gets kicked out of the game. So it's this dual standard process that we have to say, no, I watched a Newsmax yesterday. For the first time, I saw a reporter at Newsmax saying it's time for us to take off the gloves. We can't fight right. This as a proper etiquette thing. It's like it's time to take your hands, dip them in glass, and go toe-to-toe. And he said, when you do that, you'll see how fast they'll run. They don't like to fight. They have the illusion of liking to fight. They don't like to fight.
It's just like the the airline, I can't say which one it was, they put the vaccine mandate and said, everybody doesn't have the vaccine by this date, you're fired. And they all said, we ain't going to get the vaccine. Guess what they did? They backed down. Which one were they?
Southwest,
yeah. And so, or it's like In-N-Out Burgers, send the unmistakable message to San Francisco vaccine police that they will not be the vaccine police. They will not be checking their employees. So if you're vaccinated, well, we're praying for you, because the truth is that stuff that they stuck in you is not good stuff, and it doesn't protect you. It went from 100%, I think the latest number that I sometimes see is 22%, plus it causes a lot of problems. So, you shouldn't get it again. You can do it if you want, but at the very minimum, it's not efficacious as, Dr. Fauci says it is, but it does cause a lot of problems. But at the very minimum, you should recognize that others that do not want to take that vaccine because it's not in their best interest, or it's against their religious convictions, or it's against their medical desires, that they shouldn't have to take it. This was and is America, and that at one point in time, we abided by the rule of law, the Constitution. And that's what we need to go back to today, because one of these days, you might be doing the go-along, come-along sort of thing right now. They're going to come after you. And it's going to be to take the fourth jab or the fifth jab. And what do they say about the fourth jab, Tony?
After the fourth jab, they're saying that research is showing after the fourth jab, you have a 90% reduction in your natural immunity. So your system collapses after the fourth jab. Now, that's not me saying it. That's doctors who, up till this year, were the go-to guys. That's the one thing no one seems to keep seeing here, that the people who were the best of the best are now being criticized for doing what they're supposed to do, tell the truth. They're telling the truth about what's happening, and they're being criticized. But they were the best of the best prior to this, so now you got guys who don't even have degrees telling you that you need to take a vaccine. And just do the research. Do your own due diligence. Do the research and ask yourself, why would you put something in your body that you'd have no idea what's in it, really? That makes no sense whatsoever. That's
so we're going to have to wrap it up and land this plane, Tony, so that it was good talking to you today. And, Colleen, the good news is that Mr. Borke is going to be coming out to the East Coast shortly. I didn't have that on the program.
So he's going to be able to join in?
Yeah, he's become one of the mobile, what do you call that thing that you tow behind your truck, he's got an RV that he's taking around the country doing an American tour, hitting some of the various states. I think he's going to visit some family. Then he's going to be here, and then we'll have him on the show. It should be a couple weeks, maybe a month, but I look forward to having you here when you get here, Tony.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay, folks, we're about finished. Any last thoughts before we close up, Colleen?
No, I just think that we, need to continue to do our research, continue to find out more, and we'd love to get your take on it. So if you're listening, maybe you're a little hesitant to call in, we would love to hear from you, though. You can always reach out to Steve at debtfreeva.com. You can also reach us here at the radio station as well. So we would love to hear your comments and your questions regarding everything that's happening, faith and freedom.
And listen, if you want a great website to get a lot of this information that we share with you on a daily basis, you know, WND WorldNet Daily is a great place, but also censored.news, censored.news. You'll see all of the stories that we talked about today on those various websites that are there. We love you. Don't take the jab unless you know you want to pay the consequences. But do stand up for those that don't want to be pushed into something that violates their religious and ethical and medical better knowledge. So God bless you. If you need help for a legal matter, please call me directly or go to our website at www.debtfreevirginia.com. And bless you, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
You have been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on the Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.